love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still seeking reconciliation with his wife and family. I am grateful that the Lord has given me an extremely busy life. I end the day most basically every day with only part of the things that I need to get done. And in reality, I'm grateful because the other way around would be horrible because I'd be sitting there wondering, what do I do now? I have too much to do, and for that, I'm grateful. I did do my normal thing, went to Publix in the farmer's market. So I had a pleasant 7-mile hike, and I continue to be grateful that my hikes are fast. They're remarkably fast. But I've had some good interactions with people at the farmer's market, and I'm grateful for the warmth of the relationship there. That really is a delight to me. When I got back, a pleasant relation, conversation with my neighbor. But then, I was sweaty, so I took a shower. And when I was taking a shower, I noticed there was I didn't know if it was scab or it was a bug on the side of my leg. It's the bottom outside of the leg where you can't see it yourself. It's kind of like I can't bend to see it. I actually used a camera to look, and it was kind of, this is really clumsy. And, this is the kind of thing that when you have the husband-wife relationship, the other person simply will be there. And so, I remember I've done things for my wife, and she's done things for me that are kind of personal. And, this is, I think, one of the joys of the Lord's design. And I'm committed to living in obedience to the Lord's design. It would be a delight if that was one day again shared. I mean, it was promised. What does a promise mean? Interesting question. I examined some of the things happening in the world stage. For example, there was 6 Palestinians who escaped from a prison in Israel, and it's caused a lot of issues, and it's an embarrassment to Israel. Remember the movie Shawshank Redemption? Well, this is it in reality, because they, over a long period of time, dug a hole and carved a hole through the prison walls and escaped. So it is the movie in reality. It is fascinating. But besides the issues around that, what needs to be done? Well, it's embarrassing. So we're going to do something else to bring the news media's focus towards, so people won't look at this. There's been some various bombings and whatnot that have happening and whatnot. And the whole point of this is you observe how when something happens, you have to have a distraction. And this is remarkable. Another example would be, as I pointed out, how the country of Qatar has been instrumental in a lot of the negotiations between the Taliban and the former government. And they are now the routing point. The first international flights have started out of Afghanistan again. And where do they go? Qatar, as the way station. And what's happening, I think, is Qatar, because Qatar had a really tense period of time for like 2 years with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf Coast Cooperative, GCC, Gulf Coast, anyway, the Gulf, Qatar, UAE, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and anyway, that group around there. They have this group, cooperative group, and Qatar did a no-no, and they were doing some things to really push them out, but now they've come back to very much a prominent position on the world stage. They're the ones, Al Jazeera is state-run television. And they're extremely effective, extremely biased, but extremely effective. And so I watch these things going on in the world, and not only the events, but the psychology. People talk about psychological warfare, and you see it happening right there in front of you. If you look, it's there. And so many things happening. You know, a good example would be, for example, with our exit from Afghanistan. We left billions and billions of dollars of weapons. That's embarrassing. So what did we do? We took a lot of the stuff, and probably it was stuff that was not in good repair in the first place, like some helicopters and whatnot, and ripped them to shreds and destroyed a lot of that stuff. And then, of course, we had some news media go and show that kind of thing. And it gave the impression that we destroyed it all before we left. We destroyed a fraction of it for PR purposes. You know, because they have a whole bunch of the helicopters and airplanes and whatnot. They have them. You know, because when you looked at the images of like the helicopters, they were in, the ones that you saw were in a repair facility and already, I think, in some state of disrepair in the first place. So it was photo opportunity. Like I point out, the soldiers with the water bottles with the kids and so forth, that was PR. Because again, we have on average for years killed 3 to 5 children a day in Afghanistan. So the PR is what sinks in. And you know, I'm getting long. Sorry. What I think about is when you look at events. You know, to take the obvious, because this is what the alleged reason we went in to Afghanistan is to get Osama bin Laden. But the evidence for that is so weak, it's ridiculous. You know, we ask, the U.S. asks Afghanis or Pakistanis, both, I think it was Pakistan, actually. We said, we'd like you to hand them over to us. And they said, yes, but give us evidence. And we said, no. So it's not that the Pakistanis and the Afghans, and now that's unclear in my mind, I think it was the Pakistanis, because he was in Pakistan at the time. Because he was in Pakistan. He was in Pakistan on September 10th. And, you know, it's clear. I don't think there's any dispute on that. And so I think we negotiated with Pakistan. They said, yes, we will give them to you. You know, do the extradition thing, but first give us evidence. And we said no. Because is there evidence for his involvement in 9/11? Well, no. And is there evidence that he was killed by SEAL Team 6? Well, no. Was there evidence he died of a kidney failure? Well, yes. And that's the issue. Anybody says something now, they have to say it was during the Obama administration that he was taken out. I mean, all the news medias around the world, that's what they'll say. Because it's become the theme. Was there any evidence for this? No. Not at all. But now that's fact based on no evidence. It's the exact same thing with the coronavirus. Can you point to the coronavirus? You know, again, there are lawsuits going on, and you won't hear about them, saying, give me a sample. The CDC, the World Health Organizations have been asked, give me a sample of coronavirus. And they say, we can't. So we're built on something. You know, the PCR tests, which can't distinguish between the coronavirus, other flus, and the common cold, can't distinguish. And of course, it's the high cycle counts and whatnot. So, and of course, you know, who was the president? Two presidents of countries in Africa tested fruits and whatnot, came out positive, and these guys are dead now. Gee, wonder why that is. assassinations happen, don't they? As well as the former president of Haiti, who also was against the fraud. And it's yes, I'm weird. I listened to some videos from the AMA and the arguments they gave for how important this stuff is. It's such malarkey. I mean, it is blatantly false, and they get away with it. Because you can't go against the theme. And, you know, it's the big issues. So again, you look at somebody's like the Osama bin Laden, and he's the big character. You look at somebody who's on the world stage, and something I'm more familiar with, obviously, would be like Julian Assange. But he has an audience. He has a lot of people around him. So he gets a lot of news, even though he is being tortured. I mean, he is literally being tortured on behest of the United States government. The torture policy that John Kiriakou exposed, that got him a couple of years in prison for exposing the wrongdoing of the U.S., because we torture by policy, we're still doing it. We're doing it to Julian Assange. But we do it to others, too. But, you know, maybe the most obvious example is the most recent one, because that's the video, All Hail the Whistleblower, about Daniel Hale, who I assume right now is in prison and should be there for almost 4 years. He's a young guy. How many people know about him? Our government, because what he exposed is killing of children. Our government, by policy, kills children. Our government has a whole bunch of people enjoying war porn, as it's described, as it's talked about, where people get together, military, defense contractors, whatnot, get together and watch what they describe as war porn, watching people die and having a good time doing it. And so when you expose that, you go to prison. He's a young guy. You have the issues of, we destroy the soldiers. That's why it's several times the amount of soldiers kill themselves than die in battle. I mean, it's still maintains well over 10 a day. Kill themselves because they've been destroyed, but we don't talk about that. We take people who point out the horrible things the U.S. does and put them in prison. And these are the people that don't make the news. These are the people who you see self-destruct or other things. They're human beings created in the image of God. The objective here is not to go change policies, not to go find an organization, not to promote a cause or whatnot, but to go love those individuals. It's as I pointed out yesterday, the dad who lost his kids because of the drone strike ordered by, I watched the video. I said twice. Once I said Obama, then I said Biden. So I did say it wrong once. But anyway, that dad, you know, especially because the way he said, I will never forget. I will never forgive. Or I can't forgive, however it was said. Of course, it was translated, so either way. That is an Islamic response. Let's just say, just as an example, let's say that man. Obviously, there's so many, but because we have a face, that man somehow gets to the United States and kills somebody. Small number, large number of people to get his revenge. What is the attitude of a Christian. To again seek revenge against what he does. Or to bless those who persecute you. Do good to those. To love your enemy. I'm striving to live then, including those who have done really vile things. Note that video yesterday, which I've sent out to a bunch of people. Yes, it was supposed to be end with a punch, and I think it did, because I sent it out to a bunch of people who claim Christ. But do they live it? No. So what is my response? I need to love them. And I'm striving to. My lady, I love you.